This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Sting has been a popular artist around the world known for his songs, and I came across the lyrics of one of his songs called Oh My God. And the words go like this. Oh my God, everyone I know is lonely and God so far away. My heart belongs to no one. So now sometimes I pray, please take the space between us and fill it up some way. Oh my God, you take the biscuit, treating me this way, expecting me to treat you well, no matter what you say. How can I turn the other cheek? It's black and bruised and torn. I've been waiting since the day that I was born. Take the space between us and fill it up some way. Now, I don't know why he wrote the song. I can only guess it may have come from an inner yearning to make a connection with God. And that's what I want to consider this morning. How do we make that connection with the divine, with God? Is it really possible to do that? How does an ordinary human being like you and me have a relationship with God? I think there's something that's inbuilt in all of us that needs to connect with God. It was Mother Teresa, possibly one of the most noble people who's ever lived, said, I don't think there's anyone who needs God's help and grace as much as I do. Sometimes I feel so helpless and weak. And she was saying what many of us say from time to time, that life gets tough and we need help. And the Christian faith declares that there is a loving God who wants to make a personal connection with you. Now, I don't understand why so many choose to have nothing to do with God, who prefer to go through their own life, you know, go through their own way, actually, through life. And one of the problems, I think, here is this feeling, I've got to be somehow special or perfect to connect with God. I'm not good enough, not holy enough. Maybe our behavior in the past or the bad thoughts we've had might, we think, exclude us from knowing God. But I want to say that's not correct. God loves us with an everlasting love, and he invites everyone to know him in a one-to-one relationship. Let me read you this prayer written by Ted Loader. It's a very honest prayer. He says, Holy One, there is something I want to tell you, but there have been errands to run and bills to pay, arrangements to make and meetings to attend, friends to entertain, there's the washing to do, and I forgot what it is that I want to say to you, Lord. Mostly I forget what I'm about or why. God, don't forget me, please, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Of Father in heaven, perhaps you've already heard what I want to tell you, Father. What I wanted to ask is this. Forgive me and heal me. Increase my courage, please. Renew in me a little of love and faith and a sense of confidence and a vision of what it might mean to live as though you were real. And everyone was sister and brother. What I wanted to ask in my blundering way is, Lord, don't give up on me. Don't become too sad about me, but laugh with me and try again with me, and I will with you too. Now, that's from the book called Guerrillas of Grace, Prayers for the Battle, Ted Loader. He has a unique way of talking with God. The Bible tells me in Isaiah 45:18, the Old Testament, that the Lord alone is God. He created the heavens and made a world where people can live instead of creating an empty desert. The Lord alone is God. There are no others. And that verse reflects something of the power and magnificence of God. And the Bible says that he loves the individual. So that means you, that you were created with value and worth. And Psalm 139 has this wonderful statement. You are the one who put me together inside my mother's body. And I praise you because of the wonderful way that you created me. That's Psalm 139. And when Jesus came, life put on a new dimension. Jesus said, my purpose is to give life in all its fullness. So we have that problem of sin. But Jesus, of course, has done something about that by his death on the cross. So I think that you could start reading the Bible. That's a good way to connect with God. It's not just a rule book. It's God's story. It's a divine story that he wants to tell people down through the generations. Heavenly Father, we do yearn to connect with you. Help us the right way to do it. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.